So that some of my, I mean, I took the opportunity to do, and like the whole of my sixth year, you know, seventh of areas, times of that, I spent time wandering. And I tended to seek places of solitude and just maybe not walk for too long, a few days, and then just stay for a month, 6 weeks in one place, and just find a nice place that I liked, and then just stay in practice. So that's one way of using that Tudong experience. And I spent most of my time in the along the border of Burma, and you know, I had a variety of experiences that were, you know, sometimes like dealing with illness. I've had a variety of illnesses. Illnesses, accidents, fractures, dislocations, operations, and to the point that when Ajahn Amaro and I were discussing me coming to America to sort of share the establishing of a new monastery here, his sort of his main request for me was, you know, you've really got to make a firm resolution not to get sick. Says America just doesn't have a healthcare system. You can't go to America and get sick or have to be patched up in a hospital. And so I've been doing pretty good actually. But when I was out in living in the forest, then you know, things happen, and you don't have resources. You just have to, deal with it. You have to be patient, and then, you know, wait for circumstances to change or sort of come your way, so that it finally you might be able to get some treatment in there.